The Quaid Things podcast is brought to you by Shake Music Zine. Get your copy at shakemusiczine.com.
And a welcome to another motherfucking episode of the Quaid Things podcast. We are hanging out here in the smoking area, I guess, is what us smokers would call it, of the beautiful, lovely Green Hall here in New Braunfels, Texas. Absolutely loving it. This is the happiest place in the world, if you ask me.
Amen.
And my guest this week, photographer extraordinaire, Andrew Quinn. What's up, dude?
Nothing much, man. What's up with you?
Oh, just fucking up at all the right places.
That's the way to do it. That's the way I've been hearing you should do it.
Allegedly. But for real, though, man, we've been wanting to get this done a couple of times, get this podcast out of the way. I just don't make it down here very often, and when I do, I'm usually really drunk.
Yeah, that's the way a lot of people make it down here.
Yeah.
It's little bit drunk, really sunburned, and a lot of water in your ears.
Ugh, thank God I don't sunburn. That's the one thing I've got going for me.
Yeah, that's the really bad part of being a fair-skinned dude in Central Texas. Everyone's like, let's go to the river. And I was like, let's go home. I don't do sun. It's burn. It hurts.
Right? No, thank you. But no, man, I'm absolutely fucking digging it down here. And I love your work, man. How did you get into photography?
So it always kind of was a little bit of a passion. I always loved looking at pictures. Family pictures were my favorite times. You'd go to grandmother's house or whatever you'd go to, and you'd be like, let's look at pictures. And all the other kids are like, I'm going to go play. I'm like, no, I'm going to look at these pictures.
Yeah.
So it was always kind of a thing. And then 2 years ago, Black Friday, because ninth grader do on Black Friday? You go out.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go to a store. So we were at Kohl's, and there's a camera. I couldn't pass it up. I was just like, you know what? I have money from the summer job I worked. Yeah. I'm going to get the camera. So I got the camera, and I started taking pictures of friends and family and animals and whatever I could. And I went to school here in New Braunfels, a little private middle school that was also an elementary school. And Cody Canada's kids went there.
Oh, nice.
And at the middle school, there's like this thing. You're a chapel buddy. If you're in eighth grade, you take a kindergartner to chapel on Wednesdays to – they say it's to further the faith, but it's just to give the kindergartner teacher a break.
I feel you. I don't like kids, so I can only imagine.
And
shout out to teachers, man. Y'all do shit I won't.
For real. And Willie Canada, Cody's youngest son, was my chapel buddy.
Oh, nice.
So I became closer to the family, and I started coming to shows, and I just mentioned to Cody, as I further on in relationship, that I'd gotten a camera, and I'm just kind of messing with it, and he's like, bring it to a show. If you like it, keep doing it. If you don't like it, never do it again.
Right.
And I haven't stopped since, and that was about 2 years ago.
Hell yeah. So, and I see you get to work with Cody a lot, man. Does he ever just take you on the road on a couple of runs, or?
Being 17, it's hard for me to go on the road just because I end up being a liability. And instead of, woohoo, we're partying, it's woohoo, we're endangering a minor.
Fair enough. I forget you're young, man. It's just one of those deals. But yeah.
It's cool, though. I think it's allowed me to do more in this scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see a high school kid with a camera and like, yeah, what could he do? Yeah,
what harm can you do? Take some badass pictures is what
he
does.
And then I do my best, and I get the pictures to the artists, and they end up liking them a lot, and I'm very blessed with being accepted by a lot of bands here.
Heck yeah. And every time I see you, you're here at Green Hall. Of course, it's about the only time I come down here is to get drunk on the river and party at Green Hall. But last time I was here, man, you took a picture of me. I was side stage.
Yeah, William Clark Green.
Yeah, that was...
William Clark Green.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
T'was. But so what's some of the cooler bands you've got to work with, man? Of course, Cody, but you worked with a lot of different groups, man.
Coolest one, just to name drop, is Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
I got to photograph Willie Nelson at Floors.
I'm just going to go ahead and just see this jealousy at you.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was kind of happenstance, but it ended up being cool. So Joel out at Floors, he's the manager out there. Amazing dude. Yeah, amazing dude. Love him to death. And his wife and his little girl. Sweetest people. He was touring with Ragweed when Ragweed was still a thing.
Yeah.
Cody Canada's old band. And he was their guitar tech. And then he ended up managing at Floors. And my first ever Floors show was with Cody Canada and Blackberry Smoke. And Cody opened for Blackberry. And I ended up talking to Joel. And I was like, hey, I want to come shoot here. I like this venue. He was like, email me. And I did, and I ended up doing a lot of shows for them last summer, and Willie Nelson was doing two nights there. It was 75th anniversary last summer. Willie was doing two nights, and his publicist would only approve one photographer for each night, and they had to be different.
Yeah.
So I ended up being one of them that they were like, hey, let's shoot. And I got to do it, and I emailed, and I remember none of it. I was so nervous. That's not true. I remember one song. You do the first three in the pit, and mm-hmm. you got to leave the photographer's pit. And I was moving around the crowd, taking pictures of people, as you do. And he started playing Georgia On My Mind, which was, it's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Agreed.
So I stopped, and I started crying, just because it was one of those moments where it's just like, you're like, dude, I'm here. I'm doing this right now. And that's all I remember, listening to that song. And I don't remember any of the other concerts. I think he came out to Whiskey River, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really it, man. It was a whirlwind of a night.
Dude, I got to see Willie. This is the first time I've ever seen Willie Nelson. And it was down over at Dos Equis Pavilion there in Dallas.
Oh, nice.
And it was like Particle Kid and then Lucas Nelson, and there's a couple other bands, and then it was Bingham, Sturgill, and Willie.
Oh, yeah, for the Outlaw Tour, right?
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, it's a Willie Nelson concert. You know, there's things going around in the crowd, if you will. And I quaited my way to the 10th row. I did not have seating. I was in the lawn, but if you look like a musician person and you look at people, like, they're like, can we see your shit? And you just look at them funny. They just usually just let you walk through. And I wound up on like the 10th row, and dude, Bingham was playing and I started crying, and then there was a break for a minute. Sturgill's about to go on. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm like fanning my face. It's hot as a bitch out there. And I'm like, okay, I've got this. And then fucking Sturgill comes out, and I mean, his downbeat, wow. And it was just like, I'm crying again. And then I cried all of Willie. Dude, that next day I looked like I lost a fucking boxing match, dude. My eyes were all swole up because I've been crying all night. But it's one of those things, you're in the moment. Yeah. Like, dude, fucking, and like he closes out every show with I'll Fly Away, you know, the gospel hymn. And when I was growing up, the church I went to, that's what we closed out every service with, was that, you know, we'd do the, you know, normal hymns and shit like that. I grew up Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we'd do the hymns and what all, and then they'd do the service, and then everybody sang I'll Fly Away.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, it was just one of those things. It was just like, you
it's one of those moments where you don't know you're experiencing it until you're in the middle of it, and you're like, whoa, this is it.
And then it's over, and you're still, like, arms in the air. It's like, I haven't been to church in 10 years, and this is what it feels like?
Yeah. I can do this every Sunday. Yeah.
No shit. Where do I sign up? Am I in a different tax bracket since this is religious?
Yeah, man. It's been fantastic. Other bands I've gotten to work with that I love working with is Flatland Cavalry.
Dude.
Those are my people.
Shout out to them dudes.
That's family. They're family.
Absolutely, man. You need to talk to them. They might take you out on a run.
When I'm 18, I got a lot of fans coming in.
I forget you're young, man. I mean,
October 28th is the 18th birthday, so I'll be good to go on roads. I've got them. I've talked to them. And they're like, yeah, we'll do it.
Are you going to go buy a can of snuff or something just to do it?
Nah. I don't need an addiction. I don't make enough money for an addiction.
I don't, and I still have addictions. It's horrible. But, I kind of remember my 18th birthday. There were some other things involved, but I grew up in a podunk nowhere town, and so, like, and I'd been buying my snuff and cigarettes at the same store for fucking ever, and they never carded me, because we know who he is. They just didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
And, like, my 18th birthday, I go, and I was on my way to work that morning, I get a pack of cigarettes or whatever, and the lady was like, you know, it was, you know, $4.50 or however much my cigarettes were, and I was like, are you not going to check my ID? And she looks at me funny, and let me see your ID then, Quaid. So I hand her my ID, and she, like, sees it's my 18th birthday. That bitch turned white as a sheet. It's like, I've been selling to you for, like, 2 years. I'm like, I know, it's great. Benefit of having a really ugly mustache at a young age.
But, yeah, just being good there. Flatland's been good to me. They're one of my favorites to work with, just because it's real with them. It's not fake. Some people you hear about, I've yet to see it. Some people you hear about them being, oh, they're just posers. They don't know what they're doing in this scene. They're just here for the money.
Yeah.
And Flatland, they're the realest people I've met in this scene, next to Canada. They've been there for me when I've kind of had nothing to do, and they're just like, hey, we got a show here. Come out and shoot it.
Fuck yeah.
And their pictures have done a lot for me publicity-wise, and because they post my shit.
Yeah.
They do that for me, and it's been cool. I'll say thank you a million times to a million different people, because I have nothing but thanks to give for this scene, this music.
Yeah. This scene is accepting and loving, mm-hmm. man. I will say that. It's. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just a fucking barfly, a regular at Blue Light in Lubbock. And, I mean, Randall King was coming up. Cleto from Flatland was coming up. Dalton was coming up. But they were all still Monday Nighters. Mm-hmm. Nobody, Flatland Cavalry wasn't a thing. It was just Cleto Cordero. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, everybody would come for open mic on Mondays, and we'd play and have a few beers and hang out and this and that. And then, you know, it turned into, hey, sell my koozies. Hey, yep. You know, drive the van. Hey, this, hey, that. And then it's, you know, next thing you know, it's like, shit, 6 months ago, I couldn't remember your name. You didn't know who the fuck I was. Yeah. And now here we are, like, on the road together, opening up for Ray Wiley Hubbard and shit. Like, it's crazy how it all goes around, man. But it's cool to see it happen to you at a younger age, man. Like, okay, when I'm not even going to go there, but when I was your age, I wasn't damn near anywhere what I am now. And I'm still not anything awesome. But like it's awesome to see it happen for you, man. You're getting a good step up in this deal.
I've been extremely blessed, and I say that a thousand times. It's a blessing. It's yet to be a curse, and I don't think it will be. But I've been told it's like I say it's a blessing, and it's yet to be a curse. And they're like, wait till this weekend,
right?
but yeah, man, it's been really cool to see myself grow, but also other photographer friends that I've made in this business. Brad Coolidge, Fernando Garcia, Diana Cox, Tim and Melissa Murphy of Crackers and Cucumbers out in Waco,
mm-hmm.
Tim Castleman out in Lubbock.
Oh, shout out to Tim!
All of them just helping me along and giving me the advice when I need it, and just being real good. So shout out to all these other photographers who have helped me get along as the artists. And when I needed something, being there, like just a thing of photographer helping photographer out. Here at Green Hall, a month or two ago, I got to shoot Winona Judd,
dude.
And it was a cool thing for me, just because she's Winona. And
yeah.
It was just something to do, not Texas country, but the rule was you can't be in the photographer's pit. It's soundboard photography.
Yeah.
And if any of these listeners have ever been to Green Hall, you know the soundboard is in the middle of the crowd. It's not a set play. It's the middle of the crowd. So I was on a stepladder, and I emailed and I was like, I texted this photographer's group, Texas Music Photographer Group we're in, and I was just like, hey, I don't know what to do. I don't have the equipment for this. What do I do? What do I rent? And I had three photographers say, don't rent anything. We got you.
Right.
And I got to borrow equipment, and I got to do some cool stuff for them, and people in Winona's camp said they're going to be using some of my stuff, hopefully.
Nice.
And without other people helping mm-hmm. me, without the help I've had, that wouldn't have happened. So it's,
well, your skill alone, man. Like, I remember meeting you, and we were just here hanging out. I think the show,
William Clark Green, right?
Yeah, it was the live album recording.
No, I wasn't there for that one. It was the two shows he did around Christmas time. He did two back to back nights here.
I met you before that, though, didn't I? I don't know. I could be wrong.
Maybe.
Shout out to Lone Star Beer. You should sponsor me because I drink a lot.
And that's the thing, is like, before I got into this whole music scene thing, I'd never forget a face or a name. Mm-hmm. I knew you, met you once, shook your hand, done.
Yeah.
Now it takes four times for me to meet someone. And it's terrible, and I feel so bad.
It's because you meet a million people. Yeah. And it's the same deal for me. It's like, everybody's like, oh, hi, what's up, Quaid? And it's like, hey,
you,
buddy. What's up, man? But I remember meeting you here, man. The details of when are definitely fucking fuzzy. But you were in the photographer's pit, and I don't remember if I bumped you or what happened, but I accidentally touched you and was like, hey, man, like, I'm sorry. And you're like, dude, it's all good. Like,
yeah.
You want a picture? Fuck yeah, I want a picture.
Yeah.
I think I've told you, like, you need to get insurance on your camera or something because I'm ugly enough to break it or something. I don't remember. It was something smart-ass like that. And that, you know, we took a couple of pictures, hung out, and it's like every time I think about coming down here, it's like I need to hit you up, man. I need to hit you up, but I'm never down here enough.
Yeah, as I texted you earlier, I was like, he's texted me. He's like, hey, I'm in town. And I was like, welcome back to the greatest place on earth.
It is,
because there is no place better than here.
No,
I can guarantee that.
Every time I come here, man, I have a good time.
Born in Houston, lived there for 5 years.
I'm sorry.
Then moved to the Dallas area, and Dallas-Fort Worth area. Lived there for another 5 years, and we moved here my fourth grade year. So we've been here 8 years now. And I'll never want to live anywhere else.
This is a good place to base out of, especially in Texas. Yeah. It's pretty central.
Yeah. We're the definition of central Texas between, because Austin and San Antonio are central Texas, and we're right smack dab in the middle of them.
Yeah.
And for the music scene that I love, this is where it's at.
Absolutely. Because
when we moved here, there's going to segue into another shout out in a minute, but I grew up listening to mainstream country.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw and Garth Brooks and Keith Urban,
yeah,
that was country music to me.
Same. It's like out in New Mexico, Sugar we don't Land have that.
Whatever. They were country music. And then I moved here, and I fell in love. It was just, this music is like nowhere else.
No, it's...
it's real. There's lyrics. It means something to everyone in a different way. And, but, as I was saying, it'll segue to another shout-out. Kenny Chesney was my dude. That was, from age 0 to 10, I was gonna be Kenny Chesney.
Fuck yeah.
I was gonna be up on that stage at Reliant Stadium in Houston, and I was gonna perform in front of millions every year. Be the top of the world. And then I realized, yeah, I hate crowds. This is stupid. Stage fright sucks.
Right.
So I was like, ah, that dream's dead. And whatever. Mm-hmm. Moved on. And now I've gotten into it in a different way, and I get to be a part of a music scene, right, and I get to do this.
Well, in a way, you get to create the spotlight versus, yeah, be in the spotlight.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great way to put that. I'm going to put that in my Instagram bio.
Do it.
but segue to the shout-out about Kenny Chesney. He was my dude. He'll always be my soft spot in that pop country scene, yeah, the air quotes around pop country.
Well, he's put a Bauman song in his new album.
That's what I'm getting to. I've gotten close to John Bauman over the past year or two, gotten to photograph him multiple times. And he has a cut now. It came out last night, mm-hmm, on Kenny Chesney's album, his, yeah, song Gulf Moon.
Shout out to John Bauman, the first ever guest on the podcast.
Finally on that Kenny Chesney album, after a couple of them, he's been waiting.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see him getting that. So shout out to John Bauman.
For sure.
What else, man? Just consistently cool stuff. More having fun. When I have gone out on the road with bands, but yeah, I stay in Texas. I don't go out of Texas with a band yet, just because I don't want to. I don't, right, want to put them in danger, because it's a full on realization that I could be getting them in trouble.
Yeah,
because I can't. So it's just, I can't tell you how many times I've been offered whatever.
Yeah,
alcohol or drugs or smoking or whatever. But it's like, no, I'm good, because I don't need to do that to y'all.
Yeah.
It's back to that generosity of what's mine is yours, yours is mine, kind of a,
yeah,
family.
It's all love. Nobody's giving you a beer to get you drunk, or giving, yeah, you a beer because you want a fucking beer.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and for the record, I'm not offering this minor alcohol. I want to go ahead and say that on the podcast. I don't have a drink in my hand while I'm doing, yeah, this. I'm, yeah, just smoking cigarettes. So have you got to work with Kenny Chesney at all yet, or is that kind of still a bucket list thing?
That's a bucket list thing, man, and it's a bucket list, but it seems like it's a far off bucket list for me now.
Nah, dude, you're already far progressed at this point, dude. Just give it time; it'll happen.
Well, and the thing is like, I don't even want to be a photographer.
So what do you want to do?
I want to go into the management side of this thing. I want to be Shannon Canada when I grow up. Cody Canada's wife; she manages bands. Yeah. I want to send these people across.
Shout
the
out
nation.
To Shannon.
Yeah, I want to send these people across the nation and spread the word of their music, because it's changed my life, and I want it to change other people's lives. Mm-hmm. And knowing photography won't be a terrible quality to have. When they need the pictures, I'll do the pictures.
Yeah.
But yeah, the end goal is management. So college degree coming up, I'll have my associates when I leave high school.
Nice.
So I'll go taking AP classes. No, it's the school I go to, Memorial Early College High School here in New Braunfels. You get your associate's degree while you're in high school.
It's fucking interesting.
So, and we're partnered with St. Philip's College in San Antonio.
Okay.
And it's a full-on degree plan.
Nice.
And over 4 years, you get 2 years of college done, and mm-hmm, it's free.
Sweet.
No charges.
Are you wanting to go to more college after that?
Yes, definitely.
Where at?
I don't know, man. I'm thinking Lubbock.
I was about to say, you can't beat Texas Tech.
Just because that's where this scene breeds.
Yeah.
That's where, in the past 10 years, this scene has made everyone in Lubbock.
Yeah.
Dalton, Flatland, Randall. Well, Randall's not from there, but Randall was, yeah, made there.
Yeah.
The people that have,
dude,
come
Will,
up and become
Wade,
big.
Red. Yeah, everyone. It goes on and on. And
it's the people out in Lubbock know what the music's about for me.
Yeah.
And I think the college would be a good fit. Also, another thought is doing online.
Yeah.
But moving to Lubbock. going to Texas Tech online, moving to Lubbock, and trying to get in with the band.
Yeah, dude, and if I will, I'm going to go ahead and say this. Lubbock is the cheapest place in Texas I've ever found to live. Okay. Like rent-wise and shit, I paid higher rent in Stephenville than I did in Lubbock.
Hmm.
And I had a nice house in Lubbock. I mean, I had a couple of guys split it with me, but it was still, like, all together. What, you know, well, shout out to my boys Caleb Alamand and Danny Sodra, our old compound crew, Ox and fucking Jim Dixon, y'all are the men. But I mean, that house was cheap. It was, you know, and it's still cheap, but like I was living in a little tiny rock house in Stephenville and paying just as much a rent as I was for, you know, a 4,000 square foot adobe mansion on the south side.
Yeah.
So it's cheaper to live in Lubbock, man. Like, just definitely. I mean, rent, taxes, all that shit.
Yeah.
Just wait, taxes will kick you right in the balls. They're coming.
Yeah, I'm getting them business wise. I'm paying them.
Yeah,
it's a that's the rudest awakening. It's like, I have a dream. You're gonna pay taxes for your dream,
right?
Oh, okay.
Well, damn.
My dream's smaller now. Can I quit the taxes? No. Okay.
You know, you don't have to pay your taxes. It's just frowned upon and illegal if you don't. But yeah. Whatever.
Starting a business, trying to keep my name out of the government's mouth will be the hitter for me.
Yeah, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
That is a good point. That is a good point.
Speaking of, here's a segue. You were talking about Cody earlier. When I was in Steamboat this last year, shout out to Dixon Productions. You guys are awesome for everything y'all did. I may or may not have done some, allegedly, may or may not have done some stupid things, and I don't remember any of it. I don't remember shit from about 8 o'clock that evening till I was in a Tahoe, we'll put it that way. That next morning I woke up, I cut a podcast with Shane Smith, and I forgot who was playing the Grand Ballroom, but I went in there, was doing that whole thing, and then I was like, oh, I need to go outside for a smoke. Well, there's a little backstage area with a door out, like where everybody could go smoke or, you know, do whatever. And so I was back there smoking. It was me and a couple of dudes. We were, you know, passing something around, and Canada walks by and goes to the bathroom, and because there's a porta potty out there, and he goes to the bathroom, and he comes back out and he goes, hey Quade, let me holler at you real quick. I'm like, all right, what's up? And he goes, this allegedly happened last night. And everybody's looking at me like, oh shit, what did you do? Like, and for the record, for people listening, I'm not a pyro, I promise. But, you know, they're like, this happened last night, and we think it was you. Of course, they knew it was me, but they were being nice, but I didn't know. And I was like, I don't recall any of that. Like, I remember looking for a lighter half the day yesterday. I didn't have it. I don't know what was going on. And he was like, okay, all right, yeah, sure. All right, cool. Well, stay away from explosives there, little buddy. And just walks off, and I was like, son of a bitch, I'm already... But again, no publicity, you
on
know.
Cody Canada's list.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I mean, everybody wants to be a rock star, and he inspired me to be a rock star. Yeah. I, you know, for me, like, the first Texas country bands I ever heard were Bingham and Ragweed.
Yeah.
I grew up in fucking nowhere, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And so, the same deal. We got the whole, you know, Brooks and Dunn and all that country, you know, which is great. I mean, I dig it, but... You know, like a lot of that was when that new mainstream pop. It's when Jason Aldean was getting big,
and that was when it fell.
I'm not even gonna touch that one, as I've got some really cross things to say that are definitely going to hurt my view and opinion of things, but or people's view and opinions of me. So I'm just not gonna touch it. But you know, I remember, you know, getting the Live at Billy Bob's album for Christmas one year, and then like
the bleach blonde hair, man.
Yes, and those fucking sunglasses that fucking Ragsdale had on. I know they're beautiful, but you know, it was a change for me. Cause like you could hear it, you know, and then there was Bingham and then Kevin Fowler and then, you know, Casey Donahue. And then I moved to Texas and was like, oh shit, this is a thing.
Yeah. And it's a thing here.
Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, Texas country. I'm like, what? Country from Texas? Like, why is it Texas? It's not any different.
George Strait?
Yeah. No. I'm like, it's not any different. They're like, you're fucking wrong.
Yeah.
It's very different.
Yeah.
And so it took me a while to get on the train to figure out what was going on. And shout out to my boys with the Damn Quails, man. That's really how it all started for me. Fucking, I was listening to the station I used to run, the Red Dirt Rebel there in Lubbock. And, I was just a nobody, was just listening to the radio, and that Fool's Gold played, and then it was like, oh, well, you know, don't forget, the Damn Quails are playing at Blue Light this weekend, and I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck Blue Light is, but I'm gonna go check it out. I've never been to a concert, we're gonna have to go check this out.
And that was when it all changed.
And that's where it started, man. It all's been south from there. I just thought I was poor before then. Good Lord.
Exactly, man. And that's my thing. I want to figure out an itemized receipt of how much money I haven't spent on concert tickets because I'm doing photographs.
You haven't? Oh, dude.
Like, how much money, like, I've used of spending time at concerts. Because before I did the concert photography thing, we lived here in New Braunfels.
Yeah.
And I was at Green Hall every weekend. Yeah. Whoever came through, I was like, Texas country music was my thing. It was a lifestyle change and a lifestyle immersion.
Yeah, so you paid 10, 12, and, 15 bucks a ticket.
Every weekend.
Yeah.
And it was a different concert every weekend. Sometimes I go out to San Marcos, but I try to stay away from San Marcos.
I'm not super familiar with it.
It's a college town.
And, great. And there's always girls in college towns.
And I was an eighth grader, so it didn't, like, Cheatham Street didn't make sense for me.
Yeah.
But Green Hall always did it very welcoming. Get the X's on your hands, and you go in.
Yeehaw. Do they still X you?
Yes, still X me. I think I have them on from last weekend. Like, you still see them right there.
Yeah.
Them right there. But, yeah, still do that. And I was here every weekend. I think the last concert I went to here, oh, man. Might have been Cody Jinks. He was playing here. It was around Christmas time 2 years ago. And his music was one of the things for me. It was just like, oh my gosh, this is like what my grandfather listened to.
Yeah.
This is what I listened to when I went to my grandfather's house. My grandparents. I spent time with him.
It's fucking country, yes.
And I've been lucky enough to photograph him a few times out in Bernie at a place called The Roundup. Kind of a cool little venue out in the middle of nowhere. Awesome place. And then a couple weeks ago at Whitewater Amphitheater here in New Braunfels, he did two nights. I don't know if he sold both of them out. I know he sold Saturday out. I think he got close. He actually probably sold out Friday, I think. There was a ton of people there.
Hell yeah.
And it was also first time I'd ever heard Coulter Wall.
Dude, that guy, you need to get on that train.
I was in the pit because it was Josh Ward.
He's not bad for a Canadian, man.
It was Josh Ward, then Coulter Wall, then Cody Jinks. And I've seen Josh. I've shot Josh multiple times. Awesome dude. Love him. But then I was in the pit, and Coulter Wall just gets on and starts singing. And I was like, oh my God, this is a voice that doesn't exist. It's and I can only equate it, like, my the thing is, I have to compare things. That's just how I work.
Well, you got to have a reference,
like,
point.
Yeah, I was like, it's like Johnny Cash, but not as deep of a voice. It's like Johnny Cash with the smoothness of Shane Smith.
Yeah.
And it's just
with that whole Chris Ledoux cowboy thing going on.
Yeah. And he's got a new album coming out I'm pumped for. But yeah, that whole next 2 weeks was just Coulter Wall, just jamming it.
Fuck yeah. So is that still what you're jamming on right now, some Coulter Wall? What's in your CD player right now?
I'll pull it up.
You had on your Spotify or whatever.
I'll pull up my Spotify right now, tell you what I was listening to. Actually, what did I do last? What show was I at last? It was Wednesday. The way I do it, when I edit the pictures that I take at shows, I have to listen to that artist while I'm editing pictures because it puts me in a different mindset, and I've noticed it. So the last thing I was listening to was Josh Greider. Because I shot him and Jamie Lynn Wilson out at... she's awesome.
Oh, dude.
Out at Sam's Burger Joint.
And nice.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go ahead and say this. 99% of everybody I've come across in this scene is really fucking nice. But she's just really fucking nice. She is, man. I got to hang out with her at a Hangovers Ball up in Tulsa this year. And she actually won... I guess they do like a crowd favorite or like a MVP or whatever of the Hangovers Ball, and they'll have, you know, have you ever been to Kansas?
I have not. Dude, that's what you need to do
for New Year's this year.
Well, that's 18. That's what I'm gonna try to do. I'm gonna try and say, hey, Cody.
Right.
I'm good now.
Right.
Can I come to Hangover Ball? And he'll be like, maybe.
Right.
And then we'll talk later.
Yeah, but I guess she. I don't know if it's like the best performed or. Or exactly how it goes, but she got like this huge shout out, like pretty much won the Hangover Ball.
That's
or
awesome.
Whatever. And she's just, I've seen her a few times since. She always gives me a hug and asks how I've been, and it means a lot.
Especially
not being a performer, you know,
to
still get recognition from people is nice. Which I mean, I you can understand that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So here's another question for you: bucket list venues to shoot at and bucket list artists.
Oh. Man, bucket list venues. Whew. I want to do the Basement East in Nashville.
Right on.
Because it's like a Texas country venue in Nashville. Get a lot of like Co Wetzel's that are night, I think, or last night.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Texas country guys play that. I want to shoot the Aztec Theater in San Antonio.
Yes.
Just because it's a cool looking little place. And that might be happening soon, hopefully. Blue October's going.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm a big Blue October fan. They're from Houston. I'm from Houston. Mm-hmm. My mom went to the same high school as a couple of the guys in their band.
Nice.
Just shout out to Waltrip High School for pumping out musicians. Because first, you got some Blue October members in there. But my grandmother, ZZ Top, played their prom at Waltrip High School. And they weren't ZZ Top yet. No beards. They were just a band.
Jesus.
Out of Houston, yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
But the Aztec, I'd love to shoot at Red Rocks. But, like, I don't care what artist it is because all I want is a crowd shot.
Yeah.
I want to go to the very top, get down, get the shape of that rock stage, and just open my camera up.
Dude, that's what's up.
That's the dream. And you, dream artists.
I mean, you've already shot Willie.
I actually did. That was one thing. It's like, that was one thing. A lot of photographers say, when I shoot Willie, I'll retire. And I was like, well.
I still got to graduate.
Yeah, I still got to go to high school. But... Garth Brooks would be cool. George Strait would be really damn cool. Who else, man?
I mean, it doesn't have to be genre specific. I mean, it could be fucking Metallica.
Ooh. I have a book. Billy Joel.
That would be dope.
That's one for me. I love Billy Joel. I love that music. Who else? We go Dead or Alive. If I can choose some guys that have passed on, that list is long. Steve Ray Vaughan is the top. Yeah. Just because of his guitar face. He had the most legendary, just into it face. Yeah.
I drove through Austin this morning on the way up here, and I almost stopped and said hi to Stevie, but I was like, I witnessed a horrible car accident on the way down here. Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm not stopping at all.
First time I ever went to that statue was a few months, it was maybe not even a year ago. It was about 8 months ago. I was just going through a rough patch of different stuff going on. And I was just like, you know what? I need to clear my head. And we were in Round Rock. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the car. And I'm going to go drive and just see the statue. I sat in front of that statue for 3 hours. And I did nothing. I looked at it. I cleared my head. I scrolled through Instagram.
It's like a monument of peace.
Yes. Man. Yeah. And it was like early enough to where there was only runners. It wasn't like packed people. So people would run by.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I was there from like 8 a.m. to 11 or whatever. It wasn't that early. It was like 10 or 11 to like 1. But just so that lunch rush, people were at lunch. And I had it to myself for a long time. It was just really cool to see, and it was really relaxing. Someone else, really, oh my God, Ray Charles. That is my one bucket list artist. If I could bring one artist back for a show, whether to shoot it or not, it's Ray Charles.
Fuck yeah.
Just because of the emotion and you feel his music. Like, I have my favorite album is, actually my favorite song, Georgia on My Mind.
Yeah.
But I have the Willie Nelson and Friends album. My favorite song ever, like on an LP that I have, is Willie Nelson and Ray Charles doing Georgia on My Mind together at the same piano. Like, it doesn't get cooler than that.
Dude, you're going to have to text me that because I'm sure I've heard it, but I want to listen to it now.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I know what I'm going to listen to on the way to Walmart in a minute.
Yeah.
I got to go buy cigarettes.
And that's one thing that I love doing is record shopping. No one my age likes record shopping.
Where's there a record shop around here? Do you got any local
shops?
Not
in New Braunfels.
Really?
We don't have one.
Would be something down here.
I go record shopping in antique stores.
Nice.
It's fun because you get old stuff and stuff you don't know. But it's $2. I'll buy it. Done. And I don't know it. And then I put it in. I'm like, okay, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But Waterloo Records in Austin is my favorite store.
Hell yeah.
That's the one that I really like. There was one out in San Marcos. Closed down. But, you know, they're living on through online and they're still rolling.
Have you ever been to Chief Records up in Fort Worth?
I haven't.
Dude, that's a must.
I go to Fort Worth once a month. My dad teaches people how to be civil process servers. So, like, you're getting a divorce, you've been served.
Mm-hmm.
No, first of all, no one ever says you've been served. That's a myth. But that's what he teaches people how to do. And he teaches people how to be private investigators as well. So that's what he does.
Hell yeah.
And he teaches all over the state. And we go to Dallas, Fort Worth. He goes there once a month, and Houston, and everywhere else. And I've I can't, once a month for the past 15 years, and then we lived there for a long time, and I've been to the Stockyards once.
Dude, you've got to go. I'm hoping, well, I'm not going to say anything else because I would be taking the lid off the jar a little soon, but I've got some prospects going on in that area. I think there might be some Quaid things going on down there. But for real, you've got to go to Chief Records there in Fort Worth. Definitely. So shout out to my people up there. And if you're ever in Lubbock, man, there's a joint called Ralph's Records. Okay. And they do, I mean, of course, they've got records and everything there, but they also have, like, CDs and tapes and then, like, N64 games. And,
oh, nice.
And they sell a lot of, like, a lot of the local concerts that are going on. You can get your tickets at Ralph's. It's kind of like awesome. A little music hub.
Yeah.
And all their shit's pink. Like, all their bannings and everything, banners cool. and everything out in the front, cool. it's pink, which I like pink.
That's my favorite color.
It's pink duct tape on the road bag.
That's, so... Little fact about me, not many people know, I'm colorblind.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I can see, I can see solid colors. Like I can see red, blue, green, yellow.
Yeah.
But the transitions, I can't.
Really?
Like if you're wearing like something that's greenish blue, I have to guess. I can't tell you if it's green or blue.
Huh.
I can't tell you if it's more one or the other. I can say what I think it is, what it looks like to me, but
how does that affect your editing, or does it?
I think I've worked around it, but it looks fine to me the way it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I just go for skin tones, and skin normally lives in a pink, and I can see, we found out at a doctor thing, I can see every pink. I can see the complete spectrum of pink. So I think that's why it's always been my favorite color.
That's awesome.
And I didn't know I was colorblind until I started this photography thing. And there was different shades of blue light, and I was like, what do you mean? It's just blue. And they're like, no, there's green in this. I was like, no, there's not. Like, yeah, there is. I was like, okay.
Well, I guess that's one way to find out.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But shopping for clothes sucks.
I just wear black band shirts, if you can't tell.
I still shop with, like, my parents, just because it's easier to go, and if we're going to a store, I'm like, hey, I like this shirt, and I was like, really, green? I was like, you mean blue? Nope. Oh, never mind.
All right, there you go.
That was it. That's done.
I mean, at least you've got your color scheme figured out, man.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, man, just... Where were we? Oh, dream places, dream people.
Yeah.
Ray Charles,
Red Rocks, Aztec Theater, yeah. George Strait.
George Strait, man. The king. He's
doesn't hey, get more Bob Texas. Wills is still the king.
That's true. But
sorry, you don't miss an opportunity to say that.
At all. If you did, it's kind of like lobbing a ball. George Strait's the king. No, Bob Wills is. Smack it out of the park.
I mean, nothing against King George. He's still King George, but...
Yeah, man. Another cool one I got to do Lyle Lovett here at Green Hall.
Nice.
Very short, very small amount of time able to photograph just because of the restrictions and things that are normal. And,
right.
But that was cool to do just because I revere him as a really high songwriter. Questions for you. Who's your favorite songwriter? Not necessarily like Green Hall performer.
Yeah.
Songwriter.
Shit, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
BJ Barham for sure is definitely in my top. I'm American Aquarium is my favorite band. Mm-hmm. I have no. I'm a fangirl and mm-hmm. I don't fucking care. I get one band, okay, and there it is.
Yeah.
But no, dude, BJ Barham is fucking incredible. Red Shahan, Dalton Domino, Tom Waits is one of my favorite songwriters. Like to go back, I guess. Like, you know, like you said, deceased. People, dude, Johnny Horton for sure was a killer songwriter. Fuck, man, there's so many.
There are.
Roger Miller,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, man.
Chris Christopherson, Culture Walls, fucking dope.
Yeah.
Tyler Childers is fucking dope. There's. Damn it, I just realized I don't have a favorite songwriter, I've lost a piece of my heart.
No, you have many favorites, and that's what's good about this scene. If I had to pick mine...
Yeah, who's your favorite singer-songwriter?
Rodney Foster.
Fuck yes.
Easily. Rodney Foster. Just because I grew up with a guy named Kyle Hutton. Shout out to Kyle Hutton. He lives out in Conroe, out near Houston.
Mm-hmm. He's a steel player, isn't he?
No.
I'm thinking somebody
own,
else.
He's his own musician.
I'm thinking somebody else.
He runs a radio show called Real Life, Real Music out of Do-Si-Do in the Woodlands.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up as Kyle Hutton's little roadie, man. He was my dude. And he's, I still credit him with the reason I love music, the reason I did all this, mm-hmm. The reason I'm doing this. But he was really big with Roddy Foster and loved his music. He's always like, every time I'd ask him, so what are you listening to? And he'd say, this person. And mm-hmm. one time he said Rodney Foster. And I started listening. And my parents knew who Rodney Foster was because everyone knows who Rodney Foster is.
Yeah.
And I was like, Kyle said to listen to this. And my parents were like, good job. Done. Listen to him forever.
Hell yeah.
And I've been listening to him. And real quick, cool thing. If I'm going to just plug one project this entire time, there's a thing called the Foster EP. The Foster Project. Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to go look it up. Everyone listening, just my one request, look this up. So Kyle Hutton and Rodney Foster did this EP, I think it's 6 songs, about foster care system in Texas. And it's overcrowded and more help is needed. They are running these concerts called A Place to Stay concerts. Mm-hmm. And they have a song called A Place to Stay. And it really hits home. My mom and her parents were a foster family mm-hmm. for 20 years. They had over 35 kids in their house at different times.
Right.
And that was one project that I'm really passionate about for them just because of how hard they're working for it.
Yeah.
They're doing stuff with the state of Texas, with Governor Abbott and Mrs. Abbott, Cecilia Abbott. And the whole thing, that's my one takeaway in everything I do. Go look that project up because that's what matters.
Drop it one more time.
The Foster Project, Foster EP, Rodney Foster, Kyle Hutton, one whole thing. You can get the album online. It's not on Spotify, not on iTunes. It is a donation-based album. They're doing shows all over Texas. Look them up and look for Foster Project concerts to go to.
Hell yeah.
Because it is one of the coolest songwriter moments you'll ever see.
Hell yeah.
Because what they did was, with that album, Kyle went out to Nashville, where Rodney was,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, we need to do this. And they wrote 4 songs in 24 hours. And five songs, whatever it is, in 24 hours. The last song on the album is Amazing Grace.
Hell yeah.
And it's Amazing Grace with guests. Wade Bowen, Corey Morrow, Brandon Ryder, and a ton of other people. But yeah, man, that's the one thing. Foster EP, Foster Project, Kyle Hutton, Rodney Foster.
Hell yeah. Y'all make sure to go check that out. Definitely. And if I have any fans or listeners that are foster parents or have been through foster care, man, shout out to you guys. That's a hard job.
You are the unsung heroes of it all.
Agreed.
Because you take on more than not only you bargain for, but more than anyone could ever imagine. And you're a hero to those kids.
Absolutely. And I grew up in a huge foster community. There mm-hmm. was 5 or 6 foster families in my school. And
yeah.
so, you get to see their own, everybody come through and what all. But it's, I've never been through foster.
Yeah. Neither have I. Like
my family should have fucking just kicked me out and let somebody else raise me and, whatever. But, and for real, though, if I have any people that are listening that are, have been in a foster family or currently running a foster family, you guys are the unsung heroes. Thank mm-hmm. you guys so much.
Definitely.
But shit, man, where can we find you on all of these social media outlets? Where can we find your pictures?
So if y'all want to get out your pen and your paper and write this down, so you get a little at symbol, the A with a circle around it.
At.
@A_Q_photography. That's Instagram and Twitter. And then Facebook, you just look up Andrew Quinn Photography. Look for a badass logo that has an AQ and a P on it. And you're there, man.
Yeah, it's right here on the back of your phone.
Yeah, this is actually my old one. My new one.
You've got one of those little popper dealies on the back of your phone.
Yeah, the pop sockets. There's this website that makes them. It's like $7. You can put any picture you want on it.
That's scary.
So I got like 5 of them, and it's just different stuff. But yeah, just a little bit of an A and a Q and a P and a monogram type thing.
Nice.
Look it up. Follow it. Like all my pictures, please. I love hearing what y'all like. So
we like pictures. So keep taking them.
Yeah, a lot. And people are like, oh, I didn't want to message you because I didn't want to, message me. Say that you like this picture. Yeah. Also, I love constructive criticism. If you say, why is that picture so blue or why is that picture so pink? I probably didn't notice it. Send me a DM. Thank you for saving the picture.
Good word.
But yeah, man, what do you got coming up? It's big.
I'm hoping to get a beer here in about 2 hours.
Yeah.
But no, man, I'm just hanging out, trying to get more guests. I'm doing tonight with American Aquarium here at Green Hall. I'm still on the fence if I'm going to go to Dallas or not with them tomorrow, or not with them, but to go see them. Like I said, I'm a huge fan, so I try to hit every date they have in Texas.
Yeah.
But then I'm going back to Lubbock. I just moved to Fort Worth, so I'm going back to Lubbock on Sunday to get the rest of my shit and catch them out at Cactus Theater, and then I'm gonna be hauling ass back to Fort Worth. But really, man, just having a couple of beers, avoiding speeding tickets, you know, that's really about the only thing I've got going in my immediate plans.
I think there should be a song about that. It has to do with Central Texas, having beer and avoiding speeding tickets.
Dude, I'm...
If that happens, I get 10%. Whoever writes it, I get 10% of that one.
You heard it here. Quite Thanks Podcast original. But, dude, after that wreck I saw today, that was... Okay, so, like, I was in the slow lane. Mm-hmm. I was in the right lane. I drive like a granddad.
Yeah.
And so I'm not in the fast lane because that's a dick move. And this, you know, it was like 3-lane, 4-lane highway. And this guy just whizzes past me and keeps going. And then he goes into the fast lane.
Mm-hmm.
And he just keeps drifting. And he clips the barrier and spins out and all sorts of shit. And that was scary.
Yeah.
I pulled over for a minute because I was like, okay, that's... I mean, I didn't pull over and stop to help because there was like 5 people behind me that were slamming on their brakes. I'm like, I'm not adding to traffic. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But it was still frightening, man. So whoever's driving that little silver Corolla, I hope you're okay.
Yeah, man. Send the prayers and the thoughts and everything good out to them.
But I mean, even before that and after that, like after I passed through Waco, man, there's been like a cop every mile everywhere. That is nuts.
My least favorite place to be in Texas is Temple, Texas.
Yeah, there's
because
cops
it's
everywhere.
All cops and traffic.
Golly. It took me longer to get through Temple than it did to get through Austin.
Yeah, no, it's bad. And it's been that way for 10 years. It hasn't changed.
Come on, city planners of Temple, get your shit together.
Temple, Texas. Guys, I will come do photography for you for free if you just finish that stretch of 35.
35 will never be done.
No, it'll never be done. But it's just if Temple gets done.
I'll find a woman that actually likes me before I-35's done. Promise. Fucking promise.
Oh, man. I'm just hoping by the time I have grandkids that they'll be able to drive through 35 and just go.
Oh, no, they're just going to fucking walk into a dune-style wormhole, a Stargate, and just roll it out.
Well, that's one thing that I've heard about. There's supposedly something happening where you can go from, it's either Austin to Dallas or Dallas to Houston, like some bullet train that's going to end up like they have in Japan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be literally like 25 minutes.
Okay, I'm game for that.
It sounds cool. I wouldn't do it for at least a year after it was done just to
let them fix the bugs.
Let them fix everything and not have me on it when it goes wrong. But I'll do it 100% because if I can get from...
I'm not scared to die. I'm just scared of my funeral. But a bunch of drunk crying people if anybody shows up.
I'll be there.
Oh,
I'll be there.
You sweet
I'll
man.
I'll take a picture. I'll be there.
Fucking A.
I'll charge it as a business expense so I can take a picture.
That's fine. It'll come out of the estate that doesn't exist.
There it is.
Word. Well, dude, good luck on the photography tonight, man. Every time I come here, I see you, and it's a beacon of light to see you, man.
Thank you very much.
Great to see good things happening for you, and I hope you get your bucket list things done,
man.
You want to last shout-outs? Of course, check out the Foster EP.
Yeah, check out the Foster EP to my parents for allowing me to follow a dream and be in bars.
Shout-out to Mama Papa Quinn.
At 17, being in bars and places no 17-year-old needs to be in, on buses with people no 17-year-old needs to be with. But I get to follow a dream, and I get to do it. That's really it, man. Family and friends. People who support me.
That's what's
Thank
up.
You.
Here's my advice as somebody that's got 10 years on you.
Yeah.
Girls are trouble. Drugs aren't as much fun as they think you are. And never lose your passion, dude.
Yeah,
dead
man.
Serious. Don't. There's going to be days it sucks. You're going to be discouraged. Don't let that shit get in your head.
Yeah.
For real. Just don't. You're better than that. Literally.
And speaking of that, if we're not too far done.
No.
I haven't hit stop yet. Just speaking of the passion and not losing it, a while ago I was ready to quit. It was like a month or two ago. I was just like, you know what? I don't think I'm getting paid what I want to get paid. I'll just go get a summer job somewhere in New Braunfels. Screw this photography thing. And then I was like, you know what? I have family that I've made.
Yeah.
And I pulled out my phone and I was like, you know what? This is how I'm going to go through. This is how I'm going to get myself over this. I'm going to go through my contacts and I'm going to say, okay, this is how many music contacts I have now that I didn't have two years ago. And that changed my mind. It was just like, you know what? I think I'm doing something okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be okay. It's just going to take time.
Fucking A.
And that's the thing. It's building a business, starting a business at 16 and trying to build it and not being satisfied by the time you're 18. But then keeping and moving.
The trick is to never be satisfied.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're on the right path, man. If I would have Shit, if I'd had a quarter of the direction you do at your age, we may not be doing the Quaid Things podcast, but I'm glad we are, man. So again, thank you so much for coming out. A underscore Q photography, right?
A underscore Q underscore photography. Just look up Andrew Quinn Photography. It'll be there.
Y'all make sure to check that out on all your favorite social media outlets. Make sure to like and comment on everything that he's got because he's a great photographer, man. Do you just do music or do you like do random events?
I do portraits.
As well?
I do everything. If you need a picture of yourself taken, I'm done to do it. But it's, I stay more in concerts because they're easier. You don't have to deal with kids. You don't have to deal with moms.
Yeah.
It's cool artists and people that want their picture taken, and it's not a kid who doesn't want his picture taken, but his mom's making him wear a tie, you know? But yeah, I do a lot of concerts.
I still have hard feelings about that, mom.
But yeah, I do a lot of concerts. I do other stuff, so if anyone out there needs photography, I will travel and I will do it. And I'm cheaper than everyone else because I'm a high school student.
Bam. There you go. Y'all make sure to go check him out on every social media network that there is. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, dude.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sorry it's taken so long to get this done, but I'm glad we got it done.
I'm so glad we got it. I mean, I've been waiting on this because it was supposed to happen in Steamboat, and then I didn't go to Steamboat.
Steamboat. But anyway, thank you guys so much for checking in. I want to give a shout out to my sponsors, Ironclad Custom Services. Y'all are the real MVPs with all of your laser printing and all that good shit done. I need to get some more koozies. When I get some money, I'll let you know, Paul. I want to shout out to Texas Gypsy Shirts for keeping me looking fly when I'm not just wearing band gear. I'm actually going to wear one of their shirts tonight. And shout out to DJ Dugan and everybody at Smith Music Group and Shake Music Television, man, for helping me get all of this out and helping me with editing and encouragement and constructive criticism and just being general badasses in the scene. Andrew, again, thank you so much for being on. This has been another episode of the Quaid Things podcast. Hug your mom, pet your dog, and don't be an asshole. We'll catch you guys next week.